Amen. Amen. We are thankful to God for this another day that He has kept us. Amen. He has again brought us together on this Wednesday evening. Amen. And for each of you that's here, we praise God for your presence. Amen. We are so thankful for the presence of our pastor and family. Amen. They have been on a much-needed vacation, and they are back. Amen. So we are grateful, amen, to have you guys back in our presence. We missed you when you're not in the house. We hadn't been here since they was here the last time we were here. Last Wednesday, yeah, you guys was here, yeah. So, yeah, we just missed you on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys saw, but we gave a big wave out to you guys. You didn't see that? Okay. Amen. We gave a big wave out. We said they're probably watching, so hey. Amen. But we are grateful to God for your presence tonight. God is here. Amen. God is here. The room is filled with His presence. Amen. It's filled with His presence. Amen. So we're going to make ready to go into the devotional part of our service. And I'm kind of on a time crunch. I have to do what I have to do and get out of the way, because we don't want to get in the way of the Word. Amen. So we're going to do what we do and get out of the way. There is a sweet spirit in this place. Stand with me if you will, please. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that is the Spirit of the Lord. Let's do that again. There's a sweet spirit. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, sweet Heavenly Dove, oh, stay right here with us, filling us with your love, filling us with your love. Oh, and for these blessings, oh, we'll lift our hearts with praise. Oh, without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revive when we shall leave this place. Amen. Our scripture reading will come from Psalms 121 in its entirety. And it reads thus, I will lift up mine eyes to the hill from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Psalms 21 in its entirety. May the Lord bless the reader, the hearers, and doers of his holy word. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come again in your presence with thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, for another day that you have kept us. You have provided for us our needs. You are good. You are merciful. We honor you. We love you. We praise you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you for this gathering, for these your people that have come. And, oh God, we pray just now that you would move by your Spirit in the midst of your people. We pray that you would speak to us tonight while we are waiting, Lord. Speak to our hearts. We are expecting a rhema word tonight. So, God, while we are waiting, Lord, while we are waiting, speak to us tonight. We want to not hear, but we just want to be obedient. So, Lord, as you speak, help us in our hearts and our will to say yes to your will, yes to your way. We lift up our speaker to you tonight. God, we pray that you endow him with preaching power. Let your anointing flow through him that your people might receive from you tonight. Bless the furtherings of this night, Lord, and we'll be mindful to honor you and give you praise. For it is in the name of Jesus we pray and give thanks. Amen. Amen. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. Amen. Yes. How sweet. How sweet. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Like me. see through me. And angels toss and snaps. I have already thus far, and grace will lead me, on. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Amazing grace. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. It was truly the grace of God that brought us. Amen. From through seen and through unseen. Amen. God's grace have brought us safe. Praise God this far. Amen. In God's grace. Amen. If we are to go on, God's grace is certainly going to be the one that carry us on. Amen. Amen. People of God. Amen. Receive, amen, the grace that God has so richly provided for us. Amen. At this time, without any further ado, we're going to yield the floor to our pastor that he may go as the Lord lead him. Amen. Brother Pastor.
Amen, amen. It's good to be here. It's good to be here.
Amen.
Amen. We glad to be back. Well, let me speak for myself. let me speak for myself. I think my wife still want to be out there on the beach. Amen. But we enjoyed ourselves. A much needed vacation. My days were thrown off only because, you know, Sunday, you know, when you don't go to church, well, for me, when you don't go to church on Sunday, that just throws everything off. I actually forgot what day it was. I mean, I was corrected on the day that I threw out because it just didn't dawn on me that it was Sunday. But that's when you know where you are normally in the house of prayer on Sunday. Amen. But my days were just thrown off. But thanks be to God, we made it there safely and made it back safely. I had no intentions on driving all the way, but man, I was feeling good. So I just kept going. And the wife was sleeping, the kids were sleeping, all kind of stuff. I think they enjoyed themselves because they was eating a lot of snacks. You know, that's what they do best. I think they had more cookies and chips and all kind of stuff than they ever had. My wife said, "Now it's vegetable time," and they didn't like that. Amen. But without further ado, we're gonna bring up our speaker on this Wednesday. Evangelist Daryl O'Bannon. I mean, we pray that God continue to bless him. Amen. That God will continue to use him in a mighty way. Amen. He is an anointed man of God. He is somebody who I can always call and who I can always talk to. Sometimes when I get a little frustrated, I call him and he kind of calm me down and kind of put me back in my right frame of mind. Amen. But I thank God to be able to call somebody like that. And to be able to talk to someone like that, to be able to put you back in your right frame of mind. I know he has some good laughs off of me, and I have some good laughs off of him too. But all in all, I thank God for the anointing that he has placed upon him, and that God is using him to speak his word. Amen. Without further ado, bring up Evangelist Daryl O'Bannon to bring us our word on this Wednesday. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's say amen. God is a good God. Amen. And I'm honored, privileged to be in this place one more time. Amen. God is good. It's good to have, amen, Pastor, First Lady, and family back, and everybody looking all nice and tan. That's what they used to throw at me every time I'd come up here from Florida. You got a tan. Hallelujah. But I'm thankful, amen, that they had a safe journey. Amen. How many of you are blessed today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is just an awesome God. Turn with me to the book of Genesis. If you have a problem finding it, just come to the altar. We'll pray for you. Get you delivered. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is just awesome. I'm thankful for all that he has done and all that he is yet doing. Can we say amen? Book of Genesis, the 32nd chapter, and I'm just going to ask that you stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. Chapter 32. I'm going to begin reading at verse 24. When you got it, just say, I got it.
I got it.
Hallelujah. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Somebody say amen. Look at somebody. Just look at them. And just repeat after me. Say, neighbor, whatever is bothering you, just wait till after. Hallelujah. Look at somebody else and just tell them, say, just wait till after. Hallelujah. You may have yourself your seats in the presence of the Lord today. Very familiar story we have read and heard many times. Hallelujah. About Jacob. And it has been said that Jacob wrestled with the angel. Hallelujah. And Jacob's situation at that time was critical, because Jacob knew what he was a classic example of what happens when your past catches up with you. Can we say amen? So Jacob, glory to God, goes back to his past where he has tricked his brother into selling him his birthright. tricked his brother into selling him his birthright, glory to God, and his mother, he and his mother were in on a plot to sell his birthright by tricking Isaac, rather, into giving the birthright to Jacob as opposed to giving the birthright to Esau. Jacob was a twin. Jacob and Esau were twins. The Bible said that they were fighting even in the womb. For even when Jacob, when Esau came out, the Bible says that Jacob was holding on to Esau's heel. So his name really comes from a Hebrew translation, Jacob, which means heel catcher. But his name also means trickster. He's a con man. Can we say amen? Jacob was a hustler, if you will. Amen. But Jacob, glory to God, after tricking his brother out of his birthright, when Esau found out about it, he told him, man, I'm going to get you. I'm not going to do it while dad is living, but I'm going to get you. Can we say amen? His mother then became afraid for her favorite son, because Esau was the father's favorite and Jacob was the mother's favorite. So she, being afraid for her favorite son, she sent him to her brother's, to where her brother lived. Can we say amen? Her brother Laban, she sent him to Laban's house. And the Bible says, glory to God, that when Jacob came up on Laban's property, he saw Laban's daughter Rachel watering the flock. And the Bible says that he walked up to her, he embraced her, he fell on her neck, he embraced her, and then he wept. While he was in Laban's service, he was blessed of the Lord. He was anointed. And everything Jacob did just basically just turned to gold. Can we say amen? And Laban was watching Jacob. He would give Jacob the striped goats. And when Jacob got the striped goats, the goats would multiply greatly. And then Laban would say, okay, well, you take the striped ones and I'm going to take the striped ones and you get the spotted ones. And when he got the spotted ones began to multiply even greater. Laban just kept switching things around because he saw the anointing that was on Jacob's life. He saw that Jacob had an anointing that he would be able, glory to God, to multiply the goats, and everything that he touched just seemed to be blessed. And so then Laban came to Jacob. He said to him, what can I do to keep you here? What do I have to do to keep you? And then Jacob said, you have a daughter and her name is Rachel. And I'm in love with her and I'd want to marry her. And Laban agreed, hallelujah. But Rachel had a sister and her name was Leah. The Bible says that Leah was cross-eyed. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Leah was cross-eyed. Rachel was beautiful and had long flowing hair and eyes that danced in the moonlight. But Leah's eyes just kind of danced. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Her eyes just kind of danced. And she was cross-eyed. She was not as beautiful as Rachel. Rachel had the Coca-Cola bottle shape. But Leah had was shaped like a 2-liter. But if you know anything about a 2-liter, there's more pop on the inside. Y'all ain't hearing me. But Leah, by hallelujah, they devised a plot that during the wedding, glory to God, they had a custom that the bride would wear the veil through the honeymoon. So her face was covered all through the honeymoon. So when Jacob woke up to look into the eyes of his beautiful bride, Rachel, lo and behold, it was her cross-eyed sister, Leah. So now Jacob is upset. He's angry. He runs to Laban and says, what have you done? And Laban said, well, we have a custom among my people that the younger cannot marry before the older. But if you work with me 7 more years, come on here, I'll let you marry Rachel. But he was so in love with Rachel that he, glory to God, agreed to go ahead and work another 7 years. It is argued amongst theologians as to whether or not he actually worked the 7 years, then married Rachel, or he married her then and then worked the 7 years. But regardless, he loved her so much that he was willing to commit for another 7 years. Can we say amen? And the Bible says that when God saw that Leah was hated and Rachel was loved, he closed Rachel's womb and he opened Leah's womb. And Leah initially had 4 children. The 4 children's name was Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Reuben meant to see me. Because she was ignored by her husband, She wanted to be seen by him, wanted him to pay attention to her. Simeon meant hear me, because he didn't talk to her, but she wanted to be heard. She wanted to speak to him. She wanted to spend time with him, but he would not spend time. Levi meant connect with me. She felt like she was disconnected. She was married, but yet and still she was disconnected from the man that she was married to. Can we say amen? Then she had Judah, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Can we say amen? You won't see me, you won't hear me, you won't connect with me. Well, I'm going to praise God anyhow. Can we say amen? If you keep on reading, you'll find, glory to God, that Rachel was greatly grieved because she could not have children. And Leah, glory to God, would oftentimes throw it in her face and play mind games with her. Can we say amen? And she called on the name of the Lord after her maidservant had a child, glory to God, from her husband, and named him Naphtali. But she began to pray and talk to God. And she said to God, with great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister. Can we say amen? In other words, my sister's been playing mind games on me. Yeah, Rachel would look at her and say, you sure is ugly. And Leah said, at least I got some kids. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. So they played games with one another, mind games. And Rachel, glory to God, was grieved because she was unable to give her husband a child. Somebody say amen. Well, glory to God, Jacob began to be frustrated with his father-in-law, because every time he turned around, his father-in-law would change his wages, would reduce his wages to try to keep Jacob kind of suppressed, his ability suppressed, his anointing suppressed. You have to be careful about people that you hang around. Some people hang around you just because of your ability. They hang around you because of your anointing. Come on. They hang around you because of what you have, and they see in you, and you be like, why they hanging around me? Why are they jealous of me? They see in you what you don't see in yourself. Oh, come on here. And sometimes we have to learn to begin to hear God and hear the voice of God and ask God, how do you see me? I want to know what you see in me. Can we say amen? What is it that you see in me that makes other people treat me the way that they treat me? So you have to be very careful of the company that you keep, because sometimes people are just around you trying to get what they can get. Hallelujah. And so glory to God, they went back and forth. Rachel and Leah went back and forth. And then, glory to God, Jacob was just frustrated with his father-in-law and finally got to a place where he was sick of it. When he got sick of it, his wives began to talk about the fact that they were sick of it too. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Sometimes you can voice an opinion and find out that you got more folks on your side than you thought. You thought you were the only one that felt the way that you feel. But many times when you voice the opinion, other folks will come and begin to tell you that they feel the same frustration that you're feeling. And so Jacob, glory to God, decided to gather his family and leave in the night. Can we say amen? But his wives decided they were going to get something out of the deal. And they took some of the statues and some of the riches that Laban had. They snuck and took that stuff with them. Can we say amen? So by the time Laban finds out that they're gone, Laban, glory to God, begins to be upset. And Laban strikes out after them. Can we say amen? So Jacob, glory to God, while he's running from his father-in-law, hallelujah, his father-in-law is behind him, and then he runs into his brother Esau. So now, glory to God, he's between a rock and a hard place, because he knows his father-in-law eventually is going to come after him, and now he's faced with his brother, and he doesn't know what his brother's going to do. The only thing he can remember is what his brother said, I'm going to get you. Can we say amen? So Jacob makes a decision and decides that he's going to go ahead and divide his family, because he says, if Esau attacks the one side, perhaps the other fat part of my family can get away. Can we say amen? He then calls to his servants, and then he sends gifts to Esau. He sends, glory to God, flocks to to Esau as a gift. And he said, put distance between you and the other, so that when you bring to him these gifts, when he asks you what it is that you're doing, why have you brought me these gifts? He said, explain to them that I sent them to him, that I might, glory to God, gain favor with him. Hallelujah. Then glory to God. But then the Lord sends an angel. Sends an angel to Laban and tells Laban, you can catch him if you want to, but you better not say one thing, good nor bad. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. So when Laban finally catches up with Jacob, there's nothing he can say nor anything that he can do, because God has already taken care of that issue. And then when he finally meets his brother Esau, God had already touched his heart, because when Esau saw him, he was just glad to see his brother. Can we say amen? He was just glad to see his brother. So he saw his brother and embraced him. Come on, somebody, say amen. But then, glory to God, in between that, you find us here where in the text where the Bible says that Jacob was left alone. Hallelujah. And when God wants to deal with you, when God really wants to deal with you about you, when God wants to deal with you about your issue, he'll wait until you are alone. You'll call everybody on the phone and nobody will have time or nobody will answer. You will go to your best friend's house and they won't be there. You'll be all alone with these questions on your mind, and this is the time when God will deal with you. He'll deal with you when you are alone. Can we say amen? It says, and Jacob was left alone, and he wrestled there with a man to the breaking of the day. Now, that word man comes from a Hebrew word ish, which makes reference to God. So Jacob literally wrestled with a theophonic manifestation. He wrestled with God. Somebody say amen. He wrestled with God until the breaking of the day. Now, Jacob, glory to God, was in the midst of this wrestling. Now, Leah said, or rather, Rachel said earlier in the 30th chapter, the 8th verse, Rachel said, with great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister Leah. That comes from a different word. But this word, wrestling, when it talks about Jacob wrestling with the man, wrestling with God, this word comes from a Hebrew word, abak, which means a physical grappling. It's a physical confrontation. He was not wrestling in prayer. He wasn't wrestling in his spirit. But this was a literal fight. Come on here. And he was wrestling with a man. There's another translation, glory to God, that says they were wrestling so vigorously until when you looked out amongst them wrestling, all you saw was sand. Come on here. There was a comic strip that used to come in the Sunday paper, Andy Capp. And when Andy Capp would fight, all you would see is a dust cloud. And you see fists and feet coming out of the dust cloud. But you never, glory to God, would see them fighting. Can we say amen? So literally they were raising sand, really. Can we say amen? So he was wrestling with God, glory to God. And finally, God says to him, let me go, for the day breaks. At that moment, Jacob realizes, I'm wrestling for all the wrong reasons. I'm wrestling for what's behind me, and I'm wrestling for what's in front of me. But I haven't gotten what I really need. And Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go. Hallelujah. Because in the midst of the wrestling, in the midst of the confrontation, the Bible says that God touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh, and his hip bone came out of joint. Can we say amen? As he wrestled. So he had to be in a tremendous amount of pain, but he continued to wrestle. And he said, I can't let you go except you bless me. Can we say amen? And then God asked him the question, what is your name? There was more depth to him asking his name, just and more than just him finding out what his name was or how his name was spelled. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me or which person in the family he was named after. But there was a significance in him asking his name. He said, my name is Jacob. But what God was really saying was, what do they call you? And what are you? Who are you? Y'all ain't gonna help me here. He wanted to know not only what was his name, but what was the nature of your character. Jacob, all Jacob could really say was, I'm a trickster. I'm a con man. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. I know I've done wrong. I know I've lied. I know I've tricked, but they call me Jacob. And God said, well, you got to understand who your mama was. You got to understand who your grandmother was. You've got to understand that your grandmother's name was Sarah. And Sarah, the Sarah was the feminine for Sar. And Sar meant prince. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. So really, you come from a lineage of princes. And no, you're not gonna be called Jacob anymore. But your name is going to be called Israel. So whenever I see in the Bible Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I remember when I used to watch Sesame Street way back when I was a little boy. And I would watch Sesame Street, and they would have this little song they would sing. They would say, one of these things is not like the other. Y'all been watching Sesame Street. He said, one of these things is not like the other. And I look at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I say, it really supposed to be Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. But because of God's grace, and because God had a plan for Jacob, he put Jacob in a place where he wasn't originally designed to be. Can we say yes, Lord? And you've got to understand that there are many things that God is doing in your life. And sometimes God will put you in a place where you weren't originally designed to be. He'll put you somewhere, glory to God, that wasn't in your plan. He'll put you, glory to God, amidst the people that don't like you, but they need you. I can't get no help here. He'll put you in the midst of folk, hallelujah, that don't like you, but you got to be a blessing to them. Can the church say yes, Lord? So sometimes where you are, we always strive to get out of the place that we are. We always try to get out of that place or out of this place or from amidst these people. Can we say amen? But sometimes God allows you to be placed in that place because he has a specific design for your life. And being where you are will usher you into your destiny. Can the church say yes, Lord? So Jacob, glory to God, was in a place where he wasn't originally designed to be. But so every time I see where it says Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it always brings to mind the struggle that Jacob endured. Can the church say yes, Lord? So God says, I'm no longer, your name is no longer Jacob, but I'm going to call you Israel. Hallelujah, because you are a prince, and because you have wrestled, you struggled with God and you prevailed. Y'all ain't hearing me here. You wrestled with me and you prevailed. In other words, you didn't quit. You didn't give up, and you didn't give out. Can we say yes, Lord? So Jacob, glory to God, his name was changed. Now, whenever God changes your name, there's also a change in character. So he didn't change Jacob's name for Jacob, glory to God, to be a trickster, but he changed his name so that he could be a prince. Can we say yes, Lord? And I think about the Apostle Paul. His name was Saul, and he was killing Christians left and right. Had Stephen stoned. Come on. But then one day on his beast, while he was riding on the road to Damascus to arrest the Christians there, he was arrested himself by a miracle and struck by lightning, knocked off his beast, and blinded. Y'all ain't gonna talk. And he asked the question, or rather the question was asked, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Glory to God.
He said, who art thou, Lord? I am the Lord whom you persecutest. He said, it's hard to kick against the pricks, but I'm going to send you to my servant's house. I'm going to send you to Ananias. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. When God spoke to Ananias and said, Saul is coming to you. Ananias said, oh, no, you ain't. I'm not going to deal with Saul. Saul is crazy. Y'all ain't going to help me here. I'm not going to deal with Saul. He just had Stephen stoned. I'm not going to deal with Saul. Saul is a mean man. Saul is nuts. I'm not dealing with him. I'm not going to deal with him. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. But God convinced him to let Saul come in. His eyesight was restored. And Saul, glory to God, he came to the knowledge, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ. And he began to realize that what he was doing, he was doing the wrong thing, but thinking he was right. Can we say yes, Lord? So God then changes. He changes Saul's name and changes it to Paul. Come on. And everybody, glory to God, who knew about his reputation, knew that Paul didn't play. Somebody say yes, Lord. He knew that Paul didn't play. And Paul, glory to God, wasn't the best looking character in the world. Paul, glory to God, was a short man. He was not me. He had a hump back. He had a bald head. Y'all ain't gonna tell me anything to me. He had a crooked eye. Come on here. But Paul was tenacious. Paul was determined to get the gospel preached. Can we say yes, Lord? He was an ugly little black man. I can't get no help here. The reason we know that Paul was black, because when he went to Ethiopia, the Ethiopians had a custom not to talk to anybody who didn't look like him. Can we say yes, Lord? But Paul preached the gospel and wrote most of the New Testament. But I come to tell you today, you might be going through some things. You might be going through a struggle. The devil may be on your trail. The devil may be fighting against you, but just wait a little while longer. If you can wait till after this is over, if you can wait till after this struggle, if you can wait till after this fight, God's got a blessing with your name on it. God's got a miracle with your name on it. God's got a breakthrough with your name on it. There's a door opening and God's getting ready to bless you. There's a door opening and God's getting ready to bless you. There's a way being made and God's getting ready to bless you. Just wait just a little while longer, because when you wait, God's going to bless you. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Y'all ain't going to help me here. For they that wait on the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They'll mount up on the wings of eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. I come tonight to let you know, all you gotta do is just wait on the Lord, and God will work a miracle on your behalf. Somebody shout glory. Look at somebody and tell them, say, I'm waiting. I'm waiting on the voice of God. What you hear determines, hallelujah, or prepares you for where you're going. Woo, y'all ain't gonna help me. What you hear prepares you for where you're going. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing. Woo, glory. And hearing by the word of God. All we need is to hear what thus saith the Lord. Can we say amen? Wait till after this struggle. Wait till after this trial. Come on here. Wait till after this is over.
They talking about me. It don't matter. Let them talk. I'm not going to argue with them. Let them argue with my anointing. Let them argue with the power of God. I'm not going to fight against them. I'm not going to fight against my neighbor. Because my, hallelujah, fight is not with my neighbor. Scripture says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And if we just wait, we gonna see God move in a mighty way. Somebody say yes, Lord. Daughter, let me pray for you. You sitting down, come here. Let me pray for you. I praise your holy name. I'm getting ready to quit. Hallelujah. Whew. I feel the presence of God in this place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just stand right here and just lift your hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's a turnaround taking place in your life. Hallelujah. Don't seem like it because things are a little rough right now. Hallelujah. But a turnaround sometimes can be a little rough. But God is literally getting ready to take you in a whole nother direction. The fight of the enemy against you is to keep you discouraged and to keep you at a place where you feel like, hey, things are always going to be like they are. Hallelujah. But God allowed you to come here tonight to let you know things are getting ready to change. Ooh, glory. Things are getting ready to change. Not only are things getting ready to change, but some of the people that you're hanging around are getting ready to change. Well, let me say it this way. It's not that you hang around them. It's just that you come in contact with them. And there's some negative folks. I don't know you. I don't know your life. But there's some negative folks, and they always have something negative to say. Glory. But I come to let you know tonight that God's getting ready to move on your behalf, and God's getting ready to elevate you. Thank you, Lord. I see you getting a phone call. I magnify your holy name right now. And I hear on the other end of the call is some good news. It's something you've been waiting for, but you kind of gave up on it. And you didn't think it was going to happen. But God is getting ready, hallelujah, and preparing you. He's preparing you for where he's getting ready to take you. Thank you, Lord. You hope for it. You want it, but you say, I don't know what else to do. Hallelujah. And you feel paralyzed. Hallelujah. Even sometimes as you lay down, I see the tears running down your face. You feel paralyzed and feel like you're helpless to change your situation. But that devil is a liar. I bind the hand of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. And I even bind the spirit of depression. Yes, Lord. And I bind stress. Hallelujah. Because you hold on to that thing kind of tight. I magnify your holy name. But the devil is a liar. I bind stress headaches in the name of Jesus. I bind anxiety attacks. I come against it now. Because God said in his word that whatsoever things you bind on earth, he said, I bind them in heaven. In other words, everything that happens here in the natural first happens in the spirit realm. And what God is doing in you even now, I praise your holy name. He's allowing healing to take place even in your heart. Hallelujah. Because you've been done wrong by some folk. My God, I praise you. You know, everybody been done wrong one time or another, but this is a deep hurt that you kind of harbored and held on to. But God is healing that wound even now. And what God wants you to do, he wants you to forgive and act like it never happened. I praise your holy name. Because when you get where God has taken you, you're going to look back and you say, I was worried about all of that. I ain't going to even deal with that no more. I praise your holy name. But God's going to separate you from these folks, or he's going to separate them from you. And he's going to move some folk. I magnify your name right now in the precious name of Jesus. And these negative folk that have so much negative to say, they ain't got no business talking about nobody. Hallelujah. And you know the situation. But I declare the anointing right now from the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet. I speak the power of God. In the name of Jesus. I speak the anointing. Lord, touch this daughter from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet. Let her feel the power of God. Let her feel the anointing. Move now by your spirit. I declare it. Woo! I declare it and I call it done by faith. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Somebody give God a praise in this house. Give God a praise. Our God is an awesome God. Thank you, Lord. I bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Daughter, come here. Let me pray for you with the glasses on. Hallelujah. Let me pray for you. I praise your holy name tonight. Our God is awesome. Our God is awesome. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands. I praise your name right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying he's getting ready to bless the works of your hands. I praise your name right now. He's anointing your hands. He's going to bless the very works of your hands. I praise your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There are some doors that are getting ready to open on your behalf. Hallelujah. More than one opportunity that God is going to open to you. Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm doing that because I'm proving myself to you. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to prove myself to you. I'm going to show you that I'm God and beside me there is none other. I praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And God's going to bless the very works of your hands. I praise your holy name right now. And I just hear it over and over. I'm blessing the works of your hands. Hallelujah. What do you do for a living? Thank you, Lord. Well, God's going to bless the very works of your hands. Okay, it makes sense now. God's going to bless the works of your hands, and there's going to be healing in your hands. Hallelujah. And even the people that you come in contact with, there's going to be, hallelujah, your words, you're going to be healing in your words. My God, I praise your holy name right now. Hallelujah. Because there, you've been through some things. You've experienced some things in life. Hallelujah. And you have compassion for people. I praise your name, dear God. You have compassion for people. And as you show them compassion and as you put your hands on them, they're going to feel inspired. They're going to feel better. Matter of fact, hallelujah, I see you coming in contact with an older gentleman. Glory to God. And every time he be mean to everybody else, but when he see you, he's going to put a smile on his face. I praise your holy name right now. And as you lay your hands on him, I praise you, Lord, as you lay your hands on him and as you just converse with him, thank you, Lord Jesus, the healing power of God is going to begin to flow through his body. I declare right now in the name of Jesus, the anointing rest upon her from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet. You move by your spirit now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless you. I even see a change in your transportation. I don't understand, but I see a change in your transportation. I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's going to give you favor. Whatever it is that you want, hallelujah, go get it. I declare it now in Jesus' name. Whatever it is you want, go and get it in Jesus' name. And come back to the church and just testify on the goodness of the Lord and how God blessed you. There are many things that God's getting ready to do in your life. I praise your name right now. And I declare it. I declare that the blessings of the Lord be upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody put your hands together and give God some praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I magnify your name right now. Our God is an awesome God. Can we say amen? Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Joyce, come here. I praise you. And I'm going to quit. Hallelujah. I'm going to quit before folks are walking out of here on me. Hey, glory to God. Ain't he over time now? Yes, Lord. I'm on God's time too. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. I praise your holy name right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trying to think of the song. Hallelujah. There it is. The song that says, God's going to lighten up your heavy load. I praise your holy name right now. And I magnify you, Lord. God's going to lighten your heavy load. I praise you, dear God. And God's literally going to make a way out of no way for you. Oh, yes. I praise you. And all the things that you internalize, all of the things that you carry. Hallelujah. Sometimes you put the best on the outside. Hallelujah. They don't nobody really know. Nobody really sees. But God sees. Hallelujah. And God is saying that I've not forgotten about you, and I've heard your prayers. Hallelujah. I magnify your holy name. I've heard your prayers, and I'm moving on your behalf even now. In the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All you have to do is trust him. All you got to do is trust him. Sometimes you think, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And you get urgent about that thing. But God is saying, all you gotta do is trust him. Hallelujah. I was at a church. I went to a church and somebody was telling me a story about a man that died in the church. And he died while a pastor was preaching. And they say, Bishop, so-and-so is dead. He said, call 911. I'll be back there in a minute. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. And they were like, did you understand me? He dead. I heard your daughter. I'll be there in a minute. Can we say amen? Before the ambulance got there, hallelujah, he had gone to the man and spoke something in the man's ear. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. And the man came, rose from the dead. Y'all ain't hearing me. So when I called the man out when I was preaching there, I said to him, God didn't bring you back for you to sit back and do nothing. I'm thinking he was gone. He was out, you know, going to another church. And the church just went crazy. Y'all ain't hearing me here. But I said that to say to you that you place a spiritual urgency on what it is you want God to do. Not you rushing to do it. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews 1 and 14, are they not all ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation? There are angels waiting on you. Woo! There are angels waiting on you to just go to God so he can give them an assignment. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's waiting on you so you can speak to God. So God can say, okay, go do this. My God, I praise your holy name. I declare the anointing, hallelujah, upon you from the crown of his head, from the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord. You are precious to him, and you're the apple of his eye. I magnify your holy name right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All he wants you to do is just trust him. You watch how fast he moves. When you feel like jumping up, running, getting in the car, I got to go. No, just sit back and say, God, it's in your hands, and I trust you. Woo! I feel the anointing. I bind the hand of the enemy now in the name of Jesus, and I even speak healing, even in your body. Every abnormality is a hormonal abnormality. I declare, dear God, that you will move by your spirit. Lay your hands on her in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. I bind the hand of the enemy. I bind every disorder. But I speak regularity. I speak, thank you, Lord, proper circulation in the name of Jesus. And I bind the hand of the enemy now. Every blood issue, I bind it, I come against it, but I declare the power of God even as I speak now. Hallelujah. Even before she leaves this place, I declare that the power of God would rest upon her in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Somebody give God a praise in this house. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Amen. I thank Evangelist Darrell for the spoken word on tonight. Amen. 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 I just thank God for him. I just thank God for him. If anyone wants to give an offering in the lobby by the water cooler, there is a box that you can drop an offering in as you're leaving. And it's under lock and key, so you can just take it and drop it in there. Nobody knows what you're giving. You just drop it on in there. So it's a box that's right by the water cooler. Amen. So that's how we're going to take up our offering on tonight. Amen. I do want to do this. I want to open up the doors of the church. I want to extend an invitation. I want to extend an invitation to Christ. The doors of the church is now open. Amen. We open up the doors of the church right now. Amen. I thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight. Thank you for coming out to this revival. Amen. I thank God for your presence. I thank God for you coming out. With that being said, has everyone enjoyed themselves? Amen. We enjoyed the word of God. Amen. Would y'all like to do this again? Amen. Amen. Well, we'll do this again next Wednesday. Amen. We'll do it again next Wednesday. Amen. Tell people, tell others. Amen. With all the social media, all of the communications that we have nowadays, it shouldn't be hard for us to get the word out. Amen. Seems like the more communication, the more technology we have, the less we communicate. Amen. But I'm saying to you, put it on Facebook. Text somebody. However you do it. Instagram. Tell somebody about next Wednesday that we have a revival here at Rhema Worship Center. Amen. Let us all stand. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, for the spoken word. Father God, we lift up your prophet to you, Father God. We pray right now, Lord, that you will pour back into him, Father God, what he has put out. And Father God, we pray that you will continue to bless him and keep him, Father God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, send a blessings his way, Father God. We lift him up for you, Father God. Continue to anoint him, Lord, to speak your word. Father God, we pray over his life. Father God, we pray for deliverance, pray for blessings. Father God, we just lift up your servant, Father God, to you right now. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless him and keep him. And Father God, I pray for Rhema Worship Center and its entirety, each and every one that is here. Those that have someone that they want to put on the prayer list, Father God, you know who they are, and you know who they have on their mind. Father God, we pray right now for that family, for that individual. We pray for that situation, Father God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. And Lord, these and all blessings we ask in thy son, Jesus' name. and the Holy Spirit. Let the church say amen.